I certainly wouldn't describe it as a U-turn on behalf of SOJDC. I think they made it clear that when the report from PPC came out about allowing access, that they being the board, would consider the position. One of the options was to ask it to be judicially reviewed. They've now given that consideration, and they've decided that that's not a route they wish to pursue. They accept the report, welcome the report by PPC, who are seeking to strike a balance to make sure that the interests of scrutiny performing their important role in government is allowed to proceed, but also that wholly owned companies of the states that operate in the commercial market have commercially sensitive data, that data is also protected. So there are tight controls around what can and can't be done. The framework that we see, the basic outline framework that has resulted from the review, needs to be developed. I think that's very positive, and SOJDC are of the same view that it is a positive step forward, and they will give access, following the terms of laid out within that report, to the scrutiny panel to review the documents they wish to.
You can probably sense the level of frustration up to this point from scrutiny that they haven't been allowed to see those documents. Why is it dragged on for such a long time?
Well, I have to say, I understand the frustration from scrutiny, but I have to say there's an equal level of frustration from my side as shareholder. Responsibility of the shareholder that I hold as Treasury Minister, because it's a very difficult balance, this, to protect the interests and the value of assets which are 100% owned by the states, by the people of this island, and allow the function of government to proceed with scrutiny. It's an important part. To get that balance right is not easy. It's why it's taken PPC as long as it has to determine their outcome and the report that they've produced, which I think is a very good report, and it seeks to strike a fair balance, protecting the company, but also allowing government to function and, importantly, allowing scrutiny to do their work. I think that should be welcomed.
Here's a climb down, though, by SOJDC and, I suppose, Treasury, in that you weren't prepared to let them see the documents unless they were going to sign a non-disclosure agreement.
Well, Chris, I wouldn't call it a climb down at all. I would simply say that what we said from the very beginning was that there needed to be a proper framework to ensure that all parties were protected appropriately. These are companies that are 100% owned by the people of Jersey. We need to make certain that we protect the value of those businesses and also the legal rights of third parties that are contracting with them. That was a difficult balance to get, and I think what PPC have done is strike a fair balance. There is some issue that needs to be considered in terms of sanctions and the way in which the process is managed as we move forward. And I think some further work between the Chairman's Committee of Scrutiny and the Council Ministers will help to develop that framework further. But as I've said, I welcome, and I know SOJDC welcome, the PPC work. They've done an excellent job in very difficult circumstances. And now at least we have a way forward, not before time.
Notwithstanding the work that needs to be done to develop this further, you satisfied the safeguards are in place so that what seemed to be the stumbling point, the possible leak of commercial information, won't happen?
Yes, as I've said, I think that PPC have done a splendid job in striking the balance that they have, which does protect the company and third parties to the extent that it is possible to do so. So I think this is a good starting point. It allows scrutiny to continue, and it allows the company and those that contract with SOJDC to have some confidence that their commercially sensitive information will remain exactly that.